Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quisha.
Hi.
This is Pierre, if you don't know Pierre. And I'm excited to have you back for another episode. If you are on YouTube, leave a like, leave a comment right now. Let me know where you are. Like, how are you feeling? For my girlies on the audio version, I still love you. I'm here with you. We're still together. I hope you still enjoy the sound of my voice. So in today's video, we're going to be talking about choosing which heart you want to deal with. And last episode I made was about the winter arc and creating your own winter arc. Let me know how you're doing with the winter arc. I hope that all of us create our own challenges that feel aligned with who we are and how we're feeling. Hopefully you are all doing really good with your winter arcs. And yeah, let me know how you're doing. I'm going to provide an update on my winter arc in this next video that I'm going to do. So just to give you a bit more context as to how things are going to be going around here, because it's time, right? It's time. Okay, so podcast. I'm aiming to do a podcast every other week, so two podcasts per month. The off weeks for the podcast, I plan on posting blogs or like workout videos or day in the life videos, any type of thing. There still will be some type of baddie life coaching message within those as well. So I think right now your best intention is to subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can still have the podcast. And then you can also see how I apply those things to my real life. I think a big tension I've always had with my content was I do a lot of telling, but not enough showing. So I'm always telling people, this is how you're a better baddie. These are the things that you need to do. These are the things you need to prioritize. But you don't really see me do these things. And I hate to be one of those people that constantly tell people how to do things, show people how to do things, but don't show them how to incorporate it in real life. Because when you hear someone telling you to do things, it sounds easy. It sounds like just do this 1, 2, 3, everything will be okay. And it's not that simple. Life is complicated. We are complicated beings. We have complicated relationships, and our lives will not always allow us to do everything we want to do in a particular day. So that's the reason why I want to start doing more vlogging, so you can see how does this fit into real life. So hopefully that helps you. So this week, I don't know what day this is going up, but I'll put some context on the screen if I have more context, because current me does not have that context. So let's jump into today's video. I have notes that I'll be looking at as well. I feel like I don't need to say that. Y'all already know I'm looking at notes. But today we're talking about which heart do you want to choose? Now, life is hard. Life is hard. We have varying levels of hard. Sure, we may look at someone else's life and say, oh, they have it easy, or, oh, this person has a really tough life. But everyone has a hard life. Everyone experiences challenges. If you're in a place where you feel like you want to make a change, or you feel conflicted, or maybe you just feel really stagnant right now, you need to decide which heart you want to deal with. One path, you're going with the flow. The other path, which clearly I want you to choose, this is you taking charge of your life. This is you doing things that will intentionally improve the quality of your life. This is you doing things that will kind of build that bank of experiences that you have to make you a better baddie. Both paths are hard. You need to decide which heart you actually want to deal with. Why does this matter? It matters because sticking with the status quo often feels safer, but it always comes with an emotional toll. So you're going to pay the cost regardless. Either you're going to pay the cost in being stagnant, or pay the cost in taking a chance. So if you choose to stay on the path that you're currently on, and I just want to say this, there could probably be nothing wrong with your path. I'm speaking to people that are maybe not happy with the way their life's going. And that could be with anything: work, relationships, weight, your skin, your living situation, like anything, okay, that you're not happy with or you feel like you can improve on. This is for those people. I'm not speaking to people who are saying, I love my life the way it is and I wouldn't change a thing. I love that for you, darling. I love that. And you should do that. You should probably click out of this video if you feel like, well, I love my life and she sounds stupid. Okay, cool. But for my baddies who are saying, you know what? I do think I want to try to go a little harder at work and try to get a promotion, or I want to ease up at work because I've been really burnt out lately. Or maybe for my baddies who are saying, I'm tired of staying in the house. Like, I really want to get out of the house more. Like, I need to find something to do. Whatever in your life that you feel like you can do better in, then this video is for you. So the different ways you pay the price with staying stagnant. You're going to pay the price with either being dissatisfied with your life. You may feel frustrated. You may feel like you miss potential. There's actually research out there that shows that people who don't take action regret more in life than those people who do take action and fail. So if I did try to run a marathon and I failed at that marathon, I'm not going to feel as much as regret as the person, or any regret probably, as the person who didn't run the marathon at all. The person who was just like, I want to do it, but I just can't do it, you know? So when you take action, even if you fail and it's messy, I always say messy action is better than no action. You are going to automatically have a more fulfilling life. Now, on the other hand, the price that you would pay for actually pursuing your dream life and pursuing your goals, that's going to cost as well. You're going to have to be courageous. You're going to have to take a chance on yourself. You're going to have to deal with consequences of failing or deal with the consequences of succeeding, because let's not act like success just comes with a green path. Like, there are obviously new levels of challenges that you need to face when you succeed at something. And if you ever feel like, oh, there must be something wrong with me because I don't want to take a risk, or I don't want to do this, like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. That's actually how our brains are wired to not want to do the harder thing. Our brains are wired to keep us in our comfort zone because it keeps us safe. If you think back to cavemen, they did not, when they knew there was a risk involved in going to get food, they didn't go get food. They stayed in the cave, right? But in our case, we do not have tigers and lions waiting to attack us. We just have the internet and our own internal fears and maybe that person from high school. Like, that's what we have attacking us. Oh, you can handle that. I feel like we talked a lot about the two hearts. Ultimately, your takeaway from this section should be that both options are challenging. Both are. It's hard to stay the same, and it's also hard to change. But you have to decide which one that you want, right? One is going to lead to regret, and the other will lead to growth. It's up to you. So now I want to talk about why choosing the growth card is the path that you should take. One is that pursuing this path of growth, choosing the harder thing of growth, is going to give you more purpose in life. And when you have purpose, you're more resilient. When you choose actions that align with your passions or your dreams or your purpose, the moments that you go through pursuing those things, they will be challenging, but they are going to give you more resilience to face other things in life. And I like to think back to the last episode that I did, and we talked about creating your why for your winter arc. Every time we talk about something, I tell you, start with your why, because if you don't start with your why, then you won't feel motivated. You won't feel invested. And it could come from my background in education, but I feel like that's basic learning theory. Children don't want to learn without knowing what it is they're learning and why it is they're learning it. Adults don't want. Adults definitely. And you're an adult if you're here with me. Adults don't want to do anything without knowing the purpose of why, like what is the reasoning behind it. So if you need to go back to that episode, definitely go back to that one where I talk about the four whys. And essentially, you start with your broader reason for doing something and you ask yourself why four times in a row. You get down to your core why, and that is your purpose, right? Once you dig into that and you have that to ground you, you are going to feel more resilient with the things that you do. So this could even go back to let's use an example. I'm going to try to use the same example throughout. Let's see if I am successful at that. And on top of that, as much as I love my fitness and my food related metaphors, I'm going to try another metaphor. So let's say you want to buy a house. You want to buy a house. To buy a house, you need a down payment. Okay. So Your goal right now is to get that down payment. So you ask yourself why you want to buy a house, right? So let's say you want to buy a house because you're tired of paying rent. Okay. Why are you tired of paying rent? Because I feel like I'm not investing my money into a house, right? That's always a common reason. They're like, why pay somebody else's rent when I can buy my own house? Okay. You're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, essentially. Why are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? I want to establish my own roots. Okay. Why do you want to establish your own roots? I would say then I want to establish my own roots because I want to feel like I belong to a place, right? I want to be tied to a place, maybe. And maybe this isn't the exact line of reasoning, but this is just an example. So my ultimate why, my core why, is I want to feel like I belong somewhere. I want a home, essentially. Like I want somewhere where I can say, this is where I am. These are my roots. This is who I am. Like that's my core why. Now, how is that going to drive my everyday actions? Let's say I work from home and I say, I'm tired of working from home. Like I want to go to a coffee shop somewhere and work. So let's say I pull up to the coffee shop, pull up to the coffee shop. And let's say I'm in there and I'm like, okay, let me buy a coffee. You buy a coffee, right? Because you're sitting in there. And then let's say you start to get hungry now. You've been in there for a while. You have meal prep at home. You have meal prep at home. Or you can choose to stay and go buy lunch somewhere else and then stay in the coffee shop. You know you want to buy a house. So we can say, oh, I need to save money. You can easily rationalize. It's just a $10 meal. I'm just going to Chick-fil-A for something. Like, that won't hurt me, right? That doesn't hurt me from saving money. Or if you dig into your deeper why, you can be like, okay, I want to save money because I do want to lay down my roots. I'm ready to buy a house. Like, this is deeper than just saving money, right? So that should shift you a little bit. That should shift you a little bit. And in that situation, you've also built a bit more resilience because now you're not just so easily tempted and swayed to make the easy decision to go to Chick-fil-A when you need to go back home and eat the food you cooked. That's number one. Pursuing something is going to give you purpose, and that purpose will give you more resilience. Let's go on to number two. You are going to feel so much joy pursuing this goal. And seeing yourself progress, you are going to feel elated. Now, when you are pursuing something, you are hitting new milestones, you're gaining new skills, you feel like you're on top of the world. And that's going to actually give you that boost of happiness and motivation throughout. So if you've ever been on a weight loss journey, I'm sorry. I know I said I wouldn't talk about it, but I'm going to go back to my house example. So if you've ever been on a weight loss journey or even a weight gain journey to gain muscle, I've never tried to gain more muscle. So someone has, right? Let's say that you want to lose fat. And every time you go to weigh yourself, you see the numbers lower and lower and lower. Hitting those milestones is going to make you happy. It's going to keep you motivated. You're going to keep doing what you're doing. You're going to make sure you do the right thing. You're going to get better and better each time, right? So seeing that progress that you make is going to be phenomenal. I am currently training for a 5K. And I will say just the process of me learning to be a runner, and I'm going to do a full vlog about running later. Maybe it'll come after this one. I think it'll be in two videos because I have some ideas. But learning how to run and like the baby steps that I've seen myself go through has been so exhilarating, and it motivates me even more because I'm like, girl, back in the day, you couldn't even like jog for like 3 minutes. Like, what's up? So that's been exciting. But let me go back to the house example. And I'm going to tell you what you can use to help facilitate this process. So back to my house process, right? I've been saving. I'm stacking up my money, right? Money on money on money. So me saving that money, let's say I'm putting it into a separate account, seeing that account build and knowing that it's getting closer to what you hope to save for your down payment and more. Because you shouldn't just be saving for a down payment. Like, let me tell you, when you buy a house, expect to spend double of what you thought you were going to spend. But seeing that savings account grow is going to motivate you and it's going to make you happy and you're going to keep doing it because you keep hitting more and more milestones as you achieve that thing. Now, to facilitate this process of seeing your milestones, use a tracker. I've talked about trackers so many times. I love trackers, love, love, love trackers. You can make a paper tracker, a digital tracker, a rock tracker. I don't know, whatever kind of tracker you want. Use a tracker to track your progress because this is going to be a data visualization of everything that you've achieved so far. And you can even see your progress. So let's say I have like a little bar of, let's say my savings goal is $20,000 in my house. I color one block every time I hit $1,000. And if you look at it, you're like, okay, like maybe I'm at 6,000. That means I have 14 more to go. And you can see that visually there. So use a tracker. Use a tracker. Comment below if you need ideas for trackers. If you're like, okay, this is the goal I want to pursue. Like, what kind of tracker would you recommend for it? I can help you out with that. Now, the third and final reason why choosing the path of growth is the smartest thing to do is because momentum is going to change everything. You take one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Right, right, left, right, left. All you need to do is take baby steps. Once you take one step, you now believe that you can take the next step. After you've taken that next step, now you have some data that, whoa, I've taken two steps. That means that if I do it again, it'll be easier. I'll do it the right way. Oh, okay, you're taking another step. Okay, now I feel like I can really do this. So if I face a challenge, I can refer to the other steps to help me navigate this step. Momentum is going to change everything for you. You just need to start. And I promise you, once you start, you won't stop. Now you may stop. But you may be able to think back to when you did start and continue again, okay? So I am going to end it there. Hopefully I've persuaded you to take the harder path because, again, you are going to, you're going to pay anyways. Everything costs something. Everything costs something, whether it's time, energy, motivation, mental health, physical wealth, it all costs. Time's going to pass anyways. So which are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to sit still or are you going to choose to take a risk and do what you really want to do? So I'm going to leave you with some self-reflection. So first, I want you to ask yourself, what does it cost for me to stay the same? And what could I gain by pursuing my dreams? Because I promise you, you won't lose much going to pursue your dreams. You won't. Because by pursuing your dreams, you are actualizing, you are setting yourself into self-actualization. You are becoming the person that you want to become. You are then starting to do the things that the person that you want to do does, okay? But I still want you to ask yourself, don't take my word for it. I want you to ask yourself, what does it cost to stay the same? What can you gain by pursuing your dream? And write that down. And I want you to think about it within 5 years. If you stayed the same, where are you going to be in 5 years? If you pursued your dreams, where are you going to be in 5 years? And you want to choose, obviously, the best case scenario, right? We want to get excited about pursuing our dreams. We don't want to just say,
well, if I pursue my dreams, I'll be happy.
Now, some tips for you. Do not overwhelm yourself by thinking about the end goal. Your end goal was to save $20,000. Do not go into a panic like, oh my God, my paycheck doesn't allow that. Take small steps. Do not overwhelm yourself with the end goal. It's all about the things you do in the interim to get to the end goal. I have so many episodes about creating a goal and how to, the pack, I think it's positive, aligned, and centered around you, like making sure that your goal is a good goal, a goal that's going to make you happy. And then creating those small steps to get there. So definitely take a look at those videos or listen to that podcast if you need a refresher. But I'm going to leave you here. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Hopefully you were able to enjoy it, really think about it as we end the year, as you push through your winter arc and just get excited. Like we should all be excited about our futures. And that's the thing that really is good for you, having something to look forward to. So create a thing for you to look forward to and get to it. And I will see you next time, baddies. Have a positively productive, self-loving day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.